gotta get
up. Well, welcome back to the Carolina Outdoors. Bill Barty, the weather. Everybody talks about it. Nobody does a thing about it.
That's right. Maybe we're going to learn a little bit about it on this segment of the Carolina Outdoors.
I wish you'd get control of it.
The science of weather, meteorology. And when we talk about this, we look to our friend Al Conklin from just down the hallway, WBTV Channel 3. He's an outdoorsman. But he's also a great person to pick his brain about this subject called the weather. So let's do that. We're going to welcome Al Conklin onto the Carolina Outdoors. And Al, usually the focus for you is the short-term forecasting. We're going to talk a little bit about trying to understand maybe the short-term, but as well as the long-term forecasting and what a difference a year makes.
No doubt about that. Good to be back with you, Don and Bill. And this time last year, we were in the throes of a terrible drought. And this year, no drought. Things change quickly.
Thank you.
Yes, right.
Thank you very much.
Exactly. Right.
We appreciate your effort.
There you go. Like I had anything to do with it.
That's right.
Is there an understanding of that, the North Atlantic oscillations and the El Ninos?
Well, all of those things factor in, La Nina and the oscillation, as you referred to. But in the region, the biggest factor that separates us this autumn from last year, and of course, you know, it was a little more than a year ago, we had the devastating fires in the Smokies, particularly around Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg. We had virtually no landfalling tropical systems in the Gulf of Mexico last year. The two that did were sort of in the Big Bend area of Florida, and they wound up going right up I-95. And, of course, we had Matthew, which devastated eastern North Carolina, and we didn't get a drop of rain out of it back here. This year, we've had four or five landfalling systems out in the Gulf of Mexico. And I always say, if you want to know if we're going to get any rain from the tropics, we always send all the camera crews down to, you know, Charleston and Myrtle Beach. They never make it this way. Go to Mobile, and if one makes a landfall there, more than likely it'll go up through Atlanta and come our way. And we saw that with Irma. We've seen that with several storms. And so last year we were down 8 inches of rain, and fully a quarter of our precipitation here in the Piedmont comes from decaying tropical systems. You don't get those, you dig yourselves in a hole. We ended last New Year's, we were 8 inches down rain in Charlotte. This year we're about 6 to 7 inches up, and a lot of that is because of the heavy rains we had in the spring, but also we got periodic rains right through the summer and into the fall from those landfalling tropical systems in the Gulf.
The science part, can you take that and tell us here in November, are we done with the storms or...
Well, that's an excellent question. More than likely we are, but I always say never let your guard down. We have 30 days until the end of the month thereabouts for the end of hurricane season. Since 1950, there have been 35 named storms in the Atlantic Basin, 21 hurricanes. Most of those have gone into Central America. There have only been a handful that have made a landfall in the United States. But you just never know. You know, it's been an odd season. We had Arlene, the first storm, was actually back in January. I hardly remember that one. I had to look it back up. But the season runs from June 1st to November 30th. So until we get to the 30th, I always say keep your guard up. You just never know. There can be late season storms, and they can impact us. They've hit North Carolina before in November.
So stay tuned for that. Well, something that cannot be disregarded is mild temperatures.
Yep,
and,
yep.
We have had a very mild October, a mild fall all the way around thus far. Why is that?
Well, earlier this week, we actually had our coldest temperature since March 20th, which, oddly enough, was the first day of spring. It was 30 degrees here Monday morning in Charlotte, and of course, it's been, you know, we were up near 80 degrees yesterday, and we're still into the 70s this weekend. It's one of those types of patterns where we get these periodic little outbreaks of cool weather, but by and large, the big ridge wants to hold its own here across the southeast, and that just brings southerly flow, which usually means warmer than normal conditions. You want cold weather, you better get something coming from the north, not from the south. And it doesn't matter if it's January or July. It's normally going to be warmer if we're getting those that type of flow pattern. And right now, the long-range forecast for December, January, February, what we typically look at is, winter around here, not meteorological winter, but winter, 30% chance that it'll be drier than normal, and about a 40% chance that it'll be warmer than normal.
So thus far, that has been how it has been, and it sounds
continuation.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. And I know Don's just itching to ask about snow. And I always say, even in abnormally warm patterns, you can still get a snowstorm. And sometimes that's actually the best chance to get snowstorms is when it's warm. You tend to get these storms that come up, and then all of a sudden, all you got to do is marry the two, the cold air and the moisture. You have cold air and it's dry, you get nothing. You have moisture and no cold air, you get rain. You got to marry the two, and it oftentimes doesn't take, much to get that. We saw it last year. Hopefully we'll see it this year if you're a snow lover.
Well, see, the conundrum is us selling warm jackets over at Jesse Brown's versus flies and fly rods over there. So if it's going to be warm and nice, maybe the anglers will be out more and more.
So which way are we going on our weather from the west and the north? Are we La Nina or El Nino this year? Which one's what?
Tell me
all about that.
All right, Don. Yeah, right now we're actually in a neutral phase. But the indications are that there will be a weak La Nina developing. And typically in that type of a pattern in the southeast United States, including the two Carolinas, that is a drier and warmer pattern. And if it's a strong La Nina, it could be substantial. But at this point, it does not appear to be such. Now, keep in mind, these are forecasts. A year and a half ago or so, they talked about real strong El Nino. We're not going to have a very busy hurricane season. And look what happened. I mean, it's been a devastating hurricane season. That forecast just didn't work out. They missed somehow the climate signals on that. But right now, we're headed, we think, for a weak La Nina. And that usually means quieter weather, not as many storms. You get an El Nino, usually means very active pattern. Storms create clouds. Clouds create cooler temperatures. Lack thereof, warmer temperatures, drier conditions.
Well, let me pin you down on something important. November 11th in Missouri, deer season opens. Are we going to have any cold weather, or do I have to hunt in my shirt sleeves?
That's the one place I haven't looked at the weather.
120 miles north of St. Louis.
See, I work for WBTV. I don't work for the Weather Channel.
Send us in an Alberta Clipper, please.
They actually had some snow up that way earlier this week, so it's been a little bit cooler north of here, but we just haven't seen much here. But I know you're going regardless.
There you go. I always get a kick out of fly fishermen who carry thermometers.
To
check the water temperature.
Yep.
What are you going to do about it?
Not a darn thing.
You're still
going
to fish, right?
Exactly right.
I'm going deer hunting one way or the other, good weather, bad weather, rain or not.
That's right. And I'm the same way with the trout. If they're ready to come our way, I'm fine with that. If the water's too cool for them or too warm for them or too low for them, I'm still going.
And if they won't eat your fly, let them starve.
There you go. Words to live by from an angler. He's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Bartee. You heard it. He's Al Conklin from WBTV, meteorologist Monday through Friday, outdoorsman on the weekend. And we're trying to cover all the things that we can cover with Al while we have him in here on the Carolina Outdoors. And Al, a lot of our listeners up early on a Saturday are maybe joining us via podcast, however they're listening, are curious about the leaf change.
Yep.
And we know the mountains, because of storms and because of weather, they may be past peak, of course.
But sure.
What do you have to say about the leaf change, and where would you go if you were going to view some good changing and good colorful leaves?
Probably Don's backyard. at this point.
You just beat me to it, because the maple trees on 521 Johnson Road are beautiful right now, right through Valentine.
That's exactly right. Really, at this time of the year, as you well pointed out, the leaves are past peak in the mountains. It's not typically unusual for us to have peak, though, here across the Piedmont and even the foothills, late October, early November. I think we have awesome color here right now. And, of course, everybody thinks that weather is really, the driver of this. It is not. It happens to really be several processes, including chemicals that go in the idea of the longer nights, less sunlight, and that's what gets them going. Now, sometimes lack of precipitation or more precipitation, cooler nights can speed up the process. They might make for a little more vibrant color. A lot of folks that I talked to in the mountains this year said the leaves were okay. They were a little dull, and it was kind of dry up there for a while and not all that cold, and that does make a difference. But I think they're great around here right now.
And those big rains we've had over the last few weeks have really knocked them down at the higher elevations. And if you're fly fishing, you're catching a pile of them in the river.
Oh, my gosh.
Now.
I caught more leaves than trout last time I was up at Helton.
Yes,
that's exactly right. They were frustrating. And I kept kind of blame the leaves to say, well, that's why they're not coming on my fly.
There
they can't see it.
So,
hey, real quick, if I could just throw a plug out there, check me out on Twitter and Facebook at Al Conklin, and we're always around for you.
You've got it all broken down. And I'm a piggyback what you said. It's not the weather. Of course, Don, we knew that. It was not the weather. We remember that from biology class.
That's right.
But what about the shorter days? Because the time change is coming.
Yep.
And daylight savings time is one of those things.
Yeah, and that actually kicks in tonight, Saturday night, Sunday morning. If you're so inclined to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning, you can, or you can do it when you go to bed Saturday night. You kick your clock back 1 hour. We actually gain a little extra sleep here this hour or this weekend. But don't forget, there are no such things as free lunch because in March you give it right back. So daylight saving, no S, daylight
no S.
saving. Ending here for everybody in the United States except for Arizona, where they stay on standard time year-round.
No S, huh?
No S.
Not only is he a scientist, he's also good at grammar.
Not always.
Is it saving and loan or savings and loan? I'm confused
I'm
by this lack
down
of
that
an
one.
S. Daylight saving?
Saving. Daylight saving time.
So that's happening. So the days are going to get shorter. And, hey.
Well, they were getting shorter regardless.
Oh,
we're
that
just
didn't have anything to do with that.
Had nothing
it?
To do with that, yeah. Well, and
Sunday is a great day to go fishing because you get that extra hour sleep.
There you go.
See
Let's
there?
Go.
Absolutely.
Hey, that's right. So Al Conklin's over there. He's going fishing. Don Yeager, he's over here. He's going fishing. We're here to encourage all of our, myself and all of our listeners to also get out there
get
and
out.
Go fishing.
Yeah, man.
Or hiking or looking at those leaves no matter where you are. Al Conklin, tell us that Twitter handle again.
Yes, Twitter and Facebook, at Al Conklin. Love to hear from you.
At Al Conklin, you
yes,
heard
sir.
It here. He is meteorologist over at WBTV Channel 3. Thank you so much for spending some time in here with us.
Always enjoy it, fellas.
We're going to take a quick break and come back with more of the Carolina Outdoors here on News 1110 99.3 WBT.